Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock Napa Valley. It's returning. Oh, my goodness.
What?
It's calling.
What?
Bottle Rock's on the phone, guys.
Bottle Rock's calling.
What happened?
Are they going to tell us who's playing? Oh, no, not till January.
Is Todd on the phone?
Is Todd on the phone?
Oh, is that Todd?
I heard him in the other room on a powerful conversation.
Oh, goodness.
That wasn't Todd?
Really?
No. That was Rudy.
Oh, Rudy. What kind of powerful conversation were you having with Rudy?
So tomorrow, the movie studio let us, they're renting out a theater for us to see Roma, and then we have some time to kill, so me, Bryn, and Rudy are going to go work out at the Bay Club.
Oh, and what then fun. The three of you together are all sweaty.
And then we're going to go
sexy
see.
Time.
Lifting weights.
We're gonna
taking
see.
Showers.
Spot me.
We're going to see Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
Oh, you're seeing both movies.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So you were saying that Netflix, which is right down the road, somebody had special requested from Netflix, and they said, yes, Hooman can go see the movie.
Yeah, yeah. We
set it all up.
The movie studios, yeah.
We got a friend over there at Netflix.
Got a friend in
at
me.
Netflix. Well, anyway, I hope you have a great time.
Thank you so
glad
much.
Glad you're having a powerful conversation.
It's going to be an incredible movie review on Thursday, everyone. Sorry to tease it so early in the week, but.
Well, I'm glad that you're talking now because you're going to have to start answering the phones. Here we go.
Oh, great.
Call number 97 right now gets Bottle Rock Napa Valley tickets. These are, yes, 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley. It is back May 24th through the 26th. They have a holiday presale starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So even though we don't know who's playing, it's always someone good. This is a great show, and it sells out every year. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Give the gift of live music, wine, food, and craft brew. Visit BottleRockNapaValley.com for all the info. And right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697 gets a pair of 3-day general admission Bottle Rock Napa Valley tickets. Oh, my God. It's lucky. A great I know. So lucky. Oh, it's a great thing to put under the tree. So starting tomorrow, you can get them. And then January, I think we're doing the lineup announcement.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a little while, but, you know, now's the time. Get
it'll
in early.
It'll be worth it. They get good acts.
They sure do. Bohemian Rhapsody is a very successful movie in theaters right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that this was probably in the works ahead of time anyway, but now it looks like they're going to do a Rhapsody tour. Queen is grabbing Adam Lambert and hitting the road. This is going to be happening in 2019.
This isn't their first tour, though. They've been touring the world.
They actually have done more than 180 shows just with Adam.
Mm-hmm. And didn't they do a Vegas stand, too?
I don't know. That sounds vaguely familiar. I'm not sure, though. Maybe that's coming up, because I remember thinking about going to Vegas for some show, and that seems like one of the only ones that would get me to, you know, to go specifically to see a show. Anyway, with the success of Bohemian Rhapsody, they're actually saying it's going to be the biggest grossing music biopic of all time. It's getting there.
Oh, all right.
So it's no surprise to see that Brian May and Roger Taylor are again teaming up with Adam Lambert to tour North America next year. It's a 23-date arena and stadium Rhapsody tour, mid-July through late August, with a, quote, all-new concert experience.
I hope they do a lot more of them.
They're actually saying, oh, my God, me too.
The biopics, I mean.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, they, like,
Well, this was a particularly interesting story. In my opinion, I mean, he's such a crazy, fabled character.
Right.
And with such a, you know, untimely, horrific demise. The only other one I'm thinking of is like The Doors, the Jim Morrison.
Well, that's
the
one, another big one that was super successful.
Right.
I don't know why there haven't been more. Jimi Hendrix should
I was just
have
thinking
already
Hendrix
had one.
Should have, you know, there's probably been shows about him. But
incredible. I can't think of her name, and I'm just
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
There's been talk for years with various people attached to it, and they just don't seem to have ever gotten that off the ground. They say that The Rose, the Bette Midler movie, is loosely based on the life of Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
It's not specifically a Janis Joplin pick, I don't think. But I'm with you. I think that'd be great.
Regarding the residency, looks like they're going to play 18 shows between April 6th and July 9th next year.
Oh, right. Okay.
And, in Vegas.
Correct. I believe it's at the MGM. The Park Theater located at Park MGM, yes.
We got to figure out a way. Well, let's go.
I love Vegas, Sarah.
I love Vegas, Sarah, too. It's been a while since she's been. I think it was John's 50th. The last time I was in Vegas. I got to go back to Vegas.
Let's do it.
We should.
Let's take a bunch of listeners and go and see Queen.
Oh, my God. I want to.
Oh, my God.
What?
Can I tell you something real quick?
Uh-oh. I love when things start like this.
Okay.
Go on.
No. It's something hit me. Speaking of rock stars. So Jane posts yesterday. I think I was out in OB or something, wherever I was sitting watching the surf. Jane posts a picture of her and Perry Farrell on her Instagram. Yeah. He was here in this building. Jane's Addiction lead singer, Perry Farrell.
Really?
He was here.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
What's he promoting? Has he got a new record out?
He's got some new
band. There was something in town, but they only wanted to give us a phoner.
Oh.
Well, he's a rock star. It's hard for rock stars to get up for morning shows. I don't always blame him for that.
Based on the picture, though, that that she posted of him, he looks great. Like
he's not that old. He's our age. We're young.
He looks great. Mm. He was all snazzy.
Oh, wow.
And I guess he's his new. I can't think of his new project's name, but. But Jane said, because of course I'm like, what are you doing with him? And what? Is that your office? Is he there? The music's excellent.
Oh, good.
Whatever it is that he did.
Well, maybe we'll be playing it.
Oh, here it is. Jane just wrote me. Kind Heaven Orchestra.
That's the name of his new band?
That's the name of the new project.
Wow.
Kind Heaven Orchestra. I don't know. I haven't heard that, but I know that he's a super talent. So
we'll sum up Kind Heaven Orchestra.
I'm guessing it's great.
Well, for Jane to be entertaining him in her office, I would think there'd be something to it.
Pretty awesome.
She doesn't just let anyone come into the Jane space.
I love Jane's Addiction. And then I also like Porno for Pyros. They were good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was all just him, but...
Right.
So...
Oh, that's right. They had like a pretty good, solid string of hits there as the 80s turned into the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was hard living.
And he was like the guy behind Lollapalooza, wasn't he?
Yes, that was his idea. You're right. Yeah. So he made a ton of money off of that.
Good for him.
I read a story when Jane's Addiction, after he left the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who am I thinking of? Dave Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane's was finally like talking about getting back together. The story was they got back together to jam, and they're both junkies. And Dave was like, the first thing, this was Dave Navarro talking about himself. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, but he said they got into the room to jam, and the first thing they did was, you know what would make this a lot better? And they went and scored.
No.
And they started
and
another
run. And
they've
both been clean.
Well, then they went right back to it.
Yeah.
Like, this is the, we need to do that to do this. Isn't that crazy?
It's awful.
It
actually
is awful.
How horrible.
They're clean now. And that's why
they probably can't hang around with each other, though. That's the problem, is
exactly.
When you try to quit something, some kind of drug or alcohol or whatever it is, you have to exercise your...
You got to get a new set of friends.
You do. You can't go to the
sober
same places.
Friends.
You can't see the same people.
Right.
That's just it. You can't do it. If you're trying to not do heroin anymore, you can't go hang at your friend Heroin Dave's house.
I think they've figured out, because they still do tour, so they figured out how to do it, but it was trippy to think that they got into the practice room, and before they even picked up their instruments, they were like, you know what this needs?
For us to go down the corner and look needy.
Go, you know anyone? Yeah.
How awful.
Heavy.
And then the people around them are like, whatever they want. they're the rock stars.
Right.
It's hard to be a rock star. No one ever says no to you. It's probably harder than you think.
Well, and he looks great, and it sounds like he's got himself together, so good on him.
He's grown up now. It's great.
Kind Heaven Orchestra.
Anyway, Queen is coming to town. We actually did a pair of tickets this morning. Yuzi, you're saying we'll have a few more of these this week. San Jose, Sunday night, July 14th, this summer, at the SAP Center. This is Queen with Adam Lambert. And they are, if you've ever seen any bits of that, they just do great together. Speaking of bands that everyone wants to get back together, Hootie and the Blowfish.
What? Just happened?
Hootie and the Blowfish just got back together. I laughed, too, and then I went, oh, my God, you said Hootie and the Blowfish again. But she goes, oh, my God, I love that band.
And I go, well, that one album, yeah.
That album, Cracked, what is it called? Cracked Rearview Mirror?
But I remember playing that CD constantly and knowing every single song, all the words.
I worked on a hard rock station down in San Diego. And even we played it. And every time we had to play it, and there was that album went seven hits deep. And yet every time we had to play it, I was like, oh.
It's like one of the best selling albums of all time. It's on that list.
Only wanna be with you. Right?
Yeah. Hold my hand.
Yes.
All the songs.
Okay. You know what? Before we even get into this story, because there is a story here. Can we go back to the Porno for Pirates? What is it? Kinder, Gentler Orchestra? What's the name of it?
Let's, Kind Heaven Orchestra.
It's not officially out yet, and so there isn't any good audio. There are some live performances.
Jane says she heard the songs and loved them.
Yeah, I bet she has access to the actual recording.
Well, I'm sure we're not supposed to play them, so.
We don't have them in there?
I will look, but I seriously doubt it. Hold on, let me... going to take me a second. What do I do by artist? And it would be under K. Looks like a bow. Okay, here we go. J. Oh, I'm in Jack Johnson territory.
All right.
Hold on. Kind Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I'm in Katy Perry. Kelly Clarkson. No.
Oh.
We don't. It goes from Kim Wilde to Kings of Convenience. So, and then Kings of Leon. There's no Kind in there.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, maybe we'll get it soon. Okay, back to Hootie and the Blowfish. Yesterday, they announced their first full-scale tour in more than a decade and their first new album in over 13 years. That's right, college kids of today. Hootie and the Blowfish. They're back. No details on any kind of album or anything yet, but the tour dates are out. I don't know if it'll just be like a live thing or what it's going to be. Yuzi, did you have that? Oh, here we go. Mountain View, June 29th.
Yes.
How do you think it'll do?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah.
So it's kicking off in...
I don't think I want to hear any new stuff, but I'd like to hear those.
They might be good.
Yeah.
Hey, before you play it, I just want to congratulate Kashana from Fremont.
Kashana!
She was laughing.
It's like Washaka, but not.
And screaming and
good.
Crying.
Well, she just won 3-day tickets to Bottle Rock.
She said it's like a dream. It's a dream come true.
She's not wrong.
She's never won before, ever on the station.
Caller 97 was Shakana.
No, Kashana.
Kashana.
Come on.
The album in question is Cracked Rear View.
Yeah.
And I'm Hold My Hand, Let Her Cry, I Only Want to Be With You.
I Want to Be With You.
I don't know which
he went
ones,
on to do. He's had 8 number one country singles.
Yeah, so he's probably going to be playing some of that.
Hootie, I mean. No, I don't know. That's right. I bet he is. So they're going to do 44 cities.
I only want to be with you.
It's called the Group Therapy Tour.
Huh.
And it gets better, guys. Bare Naked Ladies is opening.
Yeah! Oh. That's like that's what started Alice, those two bands.
Well, unfortunately, Stephen Page, the singer for Bare Naked Ladies, he's not in the band anymore. He left in 2009, he's not coming back.
But Ed's there, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Ed is there.
So. Who cares about it? Sounds like everybody but Stephen.
Remember, Stephen had some crazy stories hit your celebrity trash.
Yeah, what was his deal? I forget what went down with him. This was years ago.
I think he was... See, this is from such... I shouldn't see.
Just do it.
Well,
do it.
I don't know if I
even
remember it correct.
The resource department is furiously typing.
I think he was living in New York, And there was a ton of cocaine on the kitchen table or something like that.
Yeah.
And the police, like, the house was open, and he had gotten in trouble somewhere out in the street.
Uh-oh.
And then he was, like, trying to get back to his house, you know, because coke wears off really fast. And that's when they saw what he was up to through the open door or open window or whatever. And he got himself, and there was one of his many troubles with the drug, and that's why he's not in the band. He's not in the band because...
Not because of his choice, but because of their choice.
I don't see that particular drug story, but it says he stated publicly that he suffers from bipolar disorder.
Oh.
And that he had gone through periods of self-medicating.
Oh.
Did you say where they're going to be?
Mountain View.
Yeah.
Shoreline, yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the phone!
It's okay.
Sick, you guys.
You're sick of us.
Your vibe is so
please.
Negative today.
What are you
How do you think
about?
That,
I'm
that
not
Todd
negative.
Is going to come
so
through
happy.
For you
Brett!
With your hostility?
We were on a break.
Yeah. We were on a break!
I thought you said you had a good night's sleep.
I did, amazing. I'm just
is
saying.
Is that why you're
I was
so
just,
feisty?
No, I'm not feisty. I'm happy. This is happy, happy, joy, joy.
Boy, this is happy human.
Ooh.
Is this your last best chance at making something happen?
No.
Is that why you're nervous?
I have faith.
He's nervous.
I have faith. No, I'm not nervous.
You're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
It's already come up like 5 times.
You guys keep bringing it up.
Oh, that's right.
I just wanted to bring up Mountain View for the people who love Bare Naked Ladies and Hootie.
Anyway, Hootie and the Blowfish has been on hiatus since 08. Darius Rucker left to do a solo career in music, in country music. And that
did quite well.
That has gone very, very well. He's released 5 albums, had 8 number one singles, won a Grammy for Best Country Solo Performance for Wagon Wheel in 2013. I guess, is that the remake of the Wagon Wheel?
There's an original Wagon Wheel?
We just had this conversation like 2 weeks ago about the song Wagon Wheel.
I don't know it.
Mama rock me. Me mama like a wagon wheel. Mama rock me. They announced their return on the Today Show yesterday, and Hoda Kotb.
Did she get the gig? Is that her gig?
For the
main
NBC Today. Or what's called the Today Show. She's been on there.
So now she stays on and continues to just drink. Then she can start having wine with Kathy Lee as soon as that hour starts.
Right.
So they're actually saying here they seem more excited about it than the band does. Is that the case? Did you find? All right.
No.
So 99 people in one room and one person has been a thing on this show for a little while now.
Right.
And then last hour, we were talking about Lindsay Lohan. She had some quote about the 99 and the one as well. I forget what that was, though. But this one is funny because Madonna has accused Lady Gaga of ripping her off in the past. There's, I think it was Born This Way, sounds just like Express Yourself,
yep.
Or one of those songs. And, you know, she's made little remarks about it on social media, et cetera. So, during the interviews for A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga repeatedly dropped versions of the quote, there can be 100 people in a room, 99 of them don't believe in you. Well, all it takes is one. Just
the montage, actually, it's funny, but it also gets so boring. You're just like, I can't believe she did this.
Right. And then Madonna posted a video on her Instagram story of herself back in the 80s. So it's the opposite.
Huh.
But it's pretty similar.
Interesting.
And so she put it up, I guess, because maybe she was listening to our show and heard Lady Gaga saying it over and over.
The answer is no. It's not the same.
No, it is. It's exactly the opposite.
I know, but I'm saying that even that, it's like, that's a coincidence.
People say that, too. I mean, that's not, you know, it's just that Lady Gaga said it so many times that it really starts to stick.
But,
you know, it's okay.
So do you think... Does Madonna call for coffee as she pours through her archives to find out if there's any possibility she could say,
I don't know.
Look, see, she copies me.
Okay.
You did. Absolutely.
Let's move on to Cardi B and ass clapping.
Oh.
Cardi B, I don't know, she's shooting for a video or something? She's in Miami. And she missed a court date yesterday in New York City because she was in Miami. But she was super busy.
Ass clapping?
You'll see the ass clap.
What does that have to do?
This is her shooting some video.
She's like a tiger.
She's painted like a tiger. And the tiger is on her back. Like, the front is just like little lines. But then as she turns around, like the nose of the tiger is between her ass cheeks. And then the cheeks are...
Oh.
Do you see the...
No. Okay. Oh, yes.
Do you see it? See
That's
how her
fantastic.
Butt is the sides of it?
Yep.
So she's dressed like a tiger. And then I guess there's these other two women there who are known in... they're dressed as zebras. They're known in Miami.
In the dance world?
Yeah. They're called the City Girls, the Miami duo, the City Girls. And at least one of them was in zebra body paint. So then there was some video of them. They're standing like what looks like a sandbar. So they're in the middle of the water, but there's clearly a shallow part.
Right.
And then they've put some kind of... Oh, there you go. They put
stripper poles.
Some kind of pole with like a
weighted
flags. Bottom.
Okay. Right.
And then Cardi B starts shaking it. And it
look at her go.
It is clapping. I'll tell you something, though. The city... The City Girls.
I mean, are they better?
Well, yeah, you'll see the one thing. I mean, that butt is just will not quit. So we're looking at video right now, but right. Everyone should go look at this. It's just, I mean, there's like the movement.
Wow.
In that, it's like, it's going into different.
Can you do that?
No. And I don't, even if I could, I never would.
Have you ever tried it?
No. And
you've never
won't.
Tried it.
I'm not doing it.
Don't you think your husband would like that?
Nope.
Can you do that?
I don't need you to probably do that. You know
I can't
what to
do that. I never tried.
I would also like to point out, though, that Cardi B just had a baby like a minute and a half ago, and she's looking.
Well, it wasn't. How old's that baby?
Not that old. Culture?
A few months?
Yeah.
Maybe
she's,
more.
Well, she's very young, though, so she snapped right back. She's looking good.
Yeah.
Judas Priest have announced a North American tour, and we have a couple dates here.
The new album isn't bad. I mean, it's not new anymore, but I've listened to it. It's good.
They are celebrating their 50th anniversary year.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like, this year's record was called Firepower. It's their 18th studio album. And we have two dates at the Warfield, June 24th and June 25th. So if you wanted to check them out, now's your chance. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
We've got a missing scientist.
Uh-oh.
A new type of proposal and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening today. Hello. It's a little cloudy out there. Rain should start sometime later today. It's a mystery, though, when, you know, just keep your umbrella handy. It's 8:35, and we're very much focused and very much excited about Winterland on Thursday. It's just coming up so fast. It's going to be a great night. If you've already got tickets, because it's completely sold out, congrats. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to hang out. We're doing a little pre-party. It's going to be super fun. We do ask, though, that you bring a new unwrapped toy.
Right.
Trying to help out the kids. The Marines are going to be on site. Specialized made a big donation. Deluxe made a big donation. Bananas at Large made a big donation.
Right.
And others, too. So that's all going to be on display there. Add to the pile. Bring a new unwrapped toy and drop it off there at the Masonic.
Or even a cash or check donation.
Sure. Yep. Whatever you can muster. Let's help out the people. Listen, there's a lot of people who are doing...
who could use some help.
Yeah. That is. Right now, there's just a ton of that going on. So if you can help out, please do. Share your toys this Christmas with Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Visit Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly at the top of each hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Sounds lovely.
It does sound lovely. We lit our tree last night, and it came out great, and
it's
like...
It's a beautiful, unusual tree.
That's the best tree I've ever had in my whole life.
It's very broad, very wide.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I had to wrap it to get it through the front door.
Right. That's smart of you to do that.
Well, you know.
You don't want to rack up. I mean, the way that thing was cutting through you people.
I don't have the right tools for anything, so everything's a MacGyver deal. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, I wonder what I got that I could make happen here. Oh, I know.
Plastic
Saran
wrap.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we'll begin with, if you're not early, you're late.
Yeah.
Storm. Tick, tick.
Yeah, storm.
It looks like... Our expected rainfall won't arrive until this afternoon.
What time are we thinking, and where does it start?
What?
Well, I mean, you know, details. So there's a storm coming.
Expect the showers to pick up during the evening commute and continue into Wednesday with the rain tapering off Thursday. We should be dry Friday.
All right.
And it won't be consecutive, just pouring. It'll be on and off throughout the next couple days.
And snow, too.
Snow, too.
And it's cold enough up there to keep it?
Yes.
All right.
Let me pull up my app. I'll give you an updated...
Yeah, I want a snow report.
...weather in terms of snow and temperatures. Not San Francisco, punk. I said Tahoe.
Tahoe.
22 overnight, 35 during the day.
35 is great. That's a good temperature.
18 overnight tomorrow.
Oh. Does it say snow is expected?
Snow is expected. The snowflake is hanging over.
Fantastic.
And we're looking good.
And keep it coming.
More snow expected beginning of next week as well.
Okay. And so what is our outlook? Is there a 10-day somewhere where we can find out?
Yeah. Weather-wise, San Francisco. Coming up now, we've got rain today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Looks clear through Sunday, and more rain starting early next week.
This is great. We're in a great pattern.
Yep.
It's great. I like when you get a couple days off in between. The ground can absorb the water, and it's just, you know, you don't get into that like super blue, it's always gray mood. Take extra vitamin D in the summer. I mean, in the winter.
I thought we were going to, everybody's supposed to take those chewies. What are they called?
The gummy bears that he does?
Uh-huh.
No. They say, you know.
Vitamin D?
Vitamin D can actually elevate your mood. And,
all right.
If you're susceptible to, you know, wintertime blues. I'm going to try that this year.
We reported that this story, when it broke, that science had been messing with human beings.
Mm. Yes.
And now we report a Chinese researcher has gone missing a week after announcing he successfully edited the DNA of babies.
That guy's gone missing? Oh, China.
Researcher He Jiangku said last week that he had altered embryos for 7 couples during fertility treatments. He said 2 of the edited embryos were born healthy twin baby girls. Their DNA had been altered to try and make them resistant to infection with HIV virus. There's no independent confirmation of what he says he did, but it looks like he has disappeared. Now, sometimes, as we know, what was the story about that actress that disappeared and then it turned out she was under house arrest or something like that?
Is that the Bing Bing chick?
Yes, yes.
What's her name?
Fan Bing Bing.
Right now, we have no specific information where the researcher has gone, but they think that he's been arrested.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Or
because it's
held.
Not allowed.
Well, I don't know what to say
about
that. You know, these are some ethical questions that everyone has to answer for themselves, right? Is it ethical? Is it okay for science to get in there and do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely the way things are going. I just don't think that you should be, you know, messing with babies. I don't know. I'm against it. On the other hand, I'm for advancements in science. I don't know. I do not have the answer to that.
Okay.
Don't do it, is what I guess I'm saying.
Well,
let's do more research on it first.
If you're going to end up getting disappeared.
Yeah, then really don't do it, because it seems like a very dangerous place to disappear.
Seem like a good outcome at all. Let's check out Dennis Brown.
All right.
A guy named Dennis Brown proposed to his girlfriend, Atara Dallas, last week in Miami. He's a designer, so he went all out.
Oh.
We're talking rose petals on the floor, and he had a giant poster made of a poem he wrote for her, and more.
Oh.
But one detail that stands out, he bought 6 different rings so she could pick the one she wanted. They do let you tell you have a period of time to return them, but I'm guessing that he had to fork out.
To remove them from
to
well,
bring
maybe
them.
If he's a designer, maybe he works with like a jewelry place.
I don't know,
and
maybe.
Said, let me take all of these and let her pick.
According to this, they say he bought her 6 different rings.
Oh.
So she could pick the one she wanted.
I like the thing where he blew up the poem that she didn't like in the first place, but had to, you know, you can't really tell someone you don't like their poem. What are you going to say?
Has John ever written you a poem?
No. He's written me all kinds of stuff, but usually it's none of it rhymes.
Has Johnny V ever written you a poem?
No.
Have you ever written anybody a poem?
I have.
Oh,
but
how did
that go? It was demanded of me, so I did it.
Oh, who?
That's the Viney letter. That's the. Remember when I told you?
Yes, you wrote the whole thing out, and then you signed your own name, Viney.
I misspelled my own damn name at the. So I had. So that she was like, "Look, your romance skills are lacking severely."
Is this?
This is
the big one up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, "What the hell Major could one. You possibly?" And she was like, "Write me a poem. Do something." Boning is not romance.
Yeah.
That's not romantic. Yeah. Do something. So I said, all right, I'll do it. I got this. So I wrote her a poem, and then I went to Hate Street, and I bought a custom card.
Uh-huh.
One. There's my mistake. I should have bought two. I bought the one. I got it back to my apartment in OB. I wrote out the poem, the whole thing, by hand, on the card, the one card, and then signed it. Love, Viney.
Couldn't you squeeze another N in there somewhere?
You've seen the way I write with block letters. It was all like crunched in.
See, you could have made the I into an N and then
just
squeezed in another
but
I.
But anyway, the point is I have written a poem and I did write that down.
How did it go? Let's hear a little of it.
Oh, I'm not. No way. Not in.
So you were not, you know it by heart.
No, I.
Obviously.
No, I don't.
You do. You
I
obviously
don't.
Do.
I do not.
You do.
Anyway, six rings, Sarah.
It's not bad.
It's
not
pretty
a bad
romantic.
Idea.
It's a nice way to go.
It's just good because you don't want to see some look of disappointment on some chick's face when some ugly-ass ring is in that box.
She said yes, and the ring she went with was teardrop-shaped. Oh. So, in case you're wondering.
I was.
The
does
outcome.
It have little side diamonds, too? Or is it
doesn't
simple
say.
Simple solitaire?
I know the ring that I ended up getting the missus was not one I would have chosen.
Is that so?
That's the one she wanted. Yeah.
Oh.
She wanted
us. How did you know?
Because we discussed it.
Oh.
I wanted to get it right. I think you want a round one. And she went square.
Oh.
I think they call
square's
it a cushion or whatever.
Yeah, cushion cut. Yeah.
They're all pretty,
but
though.
I know, but it puts the scratchy sides on the, there's corners on it.
Mm-hmm.
With those, what do they call the?
Prongs.
The prongs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was surprised she wanted to go that route.
But
whatever.
I have a round one, and just last night, I scratched myself a couple times.
Oh, you did?
They're scratchy.
They are.
I stopped wearing my engagement ring because I was scratching my children as I was changing their diaper or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh, just take this thing off.
John,
I never put it back on.
And the beauty of that ring, though, is that John bought that when you guys were just starting out.
Yep.
And the prongs were bigger than the diamond.
True.
I mean, it is
we
mostly
prong. We got it reset, though. And that was the one that I stopped wearing.
Oh.
For like one of our anniversaries or something. He got it reset and added diamonds to the sides and, you know, it made it a little bit more. I think the main diamond became a side diamond.
Oh. Oh.
Yes. It's nice. It's really pretty, but I don't. Well, the main, I'm telling you, it wasn't even half a carat. It was a tiny
the first
little
one.
Diamond. Yeah, tiny. But that was all we could afford.
Right.
And it's so funny because I looked at it under a microscope one time.
Oh, no.
You know how they show you that? Like, I think we're at Shane Company and they're,
there's like,
you know,
lightning strikes in there.
Dude, it's unbelievable. They're like, there's several inclusions in here. And I'm like, inclusions? You talk, it looks like there's dirt in it. Like, holy cow, John.
Whatever.
No, it was great.
He did the best he could.
But anyways, it was just,
and
it was scratchy.
You said yes.
I did say yes.
Right.
Well, I would have said yes even if it was a cigar band.
Well, you better say yes. You made him ask you.
I know. I did put some pressure on him.
There's a 32-year-old guy in Tacoma, Washington named Kevin Booth. He's homeless. And he recently found himself in a situation where he could have made the right choice or the selfish choice.
Uh-oh. Where is this?
Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
About 3 months ago, he was waiting for a food bank to open when he noticed a brown paper bag sitting on the ground. He looked inside it and saw $17,000 in cash staring back at him.
Oh, my God.
Supposedly, someone had left it there as a donation. So he could
someone
have
just left 17 grand in cash outside a food bank
apparently,
for a donation?
Are you saying that there's something fishy about
this?
Yeah. He could have walked off with it because no one else would have known about it yet, but he says he did consider, and he says he did consider taking the money. I don't know which guy's which.
Oh, is he all dressed up now?
No, I don't think so. He might be. There's a guy with the Seahawks jacket, and then there's another guy.
I'm going to say it's the older dude on the left.
Oh, I thought that was a woman.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's, well, does seem crunchy. To have breasts now that I'm looking a little closer. It's elderly, though. I don't know.
Anyway, he waited for an employee to show up and handed it to her when she walked in. The food bank reported it to police, who put a 90-day hold on the money to see if anyone claimed it. We're hearing about it now because no one did. And the food bank is using the money to renovate and expand the space they're in. As a reward, they gave Kevin some of the money in form of gift cards. And the police also gave him a commendation for it.
That's very nice. He did the right thing.
He did the right thing.
That's good.
Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah.
Hungry,
everybody.
Waiting at a food bank, you know?
Yeah.
That's a guy who, you know, you would think. If you had said, what did this guy do? I would have said, he took the money.
Do you drink twice as much on the holidays?
Yes, because I'm on vacation. I drink way more when I'm on vacation than I do in real life.
According to a new study, the average American drinks twice as much during the holidays than any other time of year.
Oh, specifically the holidays, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, you do wind up, you know what? You drink for longer periods of time, too. Like, you're with people all day, and the only thing that helps is some booze.
We attend three times as many social events.
That's true.
And holiday drinks are all the rage. Eggnog, coffee with Bailey's Irish cream, holiday beers.
Oh.
Cider.
I love cider.
Hot buttered rum. Room.
Rum.
Rum. Oh, rum is how you say room.
No, I say
so how
room.
Do you say rum?
Rum.
So rum is rum, but room is rum.
No, room is room. Get in your room. 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 That's how I say room. Room. And then rum, I say rum.
Do you?
I do. Rum.
But so go which to your, one did
go
you
to
just
your room. I said rum. What was that from? Is that me making fun of myself saying room, or is that me actually saying room?
Rum.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That was an sound, not an room.
Okay.
Okay, you say.
Whatever. It wasn't rum. Rum is a drink. Room is where you put your stuff.
There's a 57-year-old guy named Frank Capone in St. Petersburg, Florida, and on Saturday afternoon, he went up to a prostitute and offered a trade.
Oh. What kind of trade?
She'd do sex on him, and he'd give her a hamburger.
Oh, that's a fair trade.
Is it?
Sure. Where's the hamburger from? I mean, is it a good hamburger? Oh, man, I would love a hamburger right now.
You just had a cookie.
But now my appetite's whetted.
Whetted. And so you feel like you follow
not down
that.
There in my stomach.
Up here.
Midway.
Middle away? All right.
Doesn't a hamburger sound good, like on a really good roll?
Anyway, unfortunately for him,
the
prostitute was an undercover cop, so she arrested him.
He wasn't offering money, he was offering food.
Whatever.
Right.
Sorry, punk.
Well, he's not going to feed you. If you feed me, I'll feed you.
Yesterday in my travels, as I was trying to get out of the city and you just can't get out, I couldn't get out. I could not get away.
That's just awful.
And I can't remember what street I ended up going down, but at one point... No. I made a right on Embarcadero, off of Embarcadero.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I was on Mission. I'm not sure. Anyway, at one point, there's this car sticking out into one of the lanes. And I'm like, man, you Uber drivers.
Right. So now you have to stop.
Right, get up there. I'm going to. Oh, you're an undercover cop.
Oh.
It was a cop in a green Crown Vic, sort of sticking out into traffic, blocking the lane. But then you could see, and the guys were all, like, one of the guys had a flannel on.
Yeah.
But he had a badge on here, and out from under his flannel shirt, he had a walkie-talkie.
Mm.
And they had some white Civic pulled over, giving him the business.
Give him the business.
I don't know.
Wally.
It didn't seem like prostitution. It seemed more like drugs or
so early in the day too. I mean,
but you know, I was all worked up, ready to just go. Hey, you! Oh, nothing.
You're doing a great job.
Keep
the city
one.
Clean. All right, bye. This is just my regular voice. I'm not mad.
Right. Our text number is 800-483-8697. 707 says, walking out of the grocery store, I can hear someone blasting you guys from their car.
Oh, what fun.
That's great news.
Thanks for listening.
Yep, thank you so much. 408 says, Vin, man up and do 100% of what the Mrs. Holiday wishes.
Oh, boy.
Number one, she's the love of your life, dude. Number two, more importantly, She has to realize how bleeping crazy a schedule that is and will end up scaling back in future years. Meanwhile, you get to be the hero. She will owe you. Best Christmas present ever.
What do you think?
P.S. Ignore the slight chance that number two will backfire and that your holidays will suck forever. Yeah, I'm trying not to let this incredible schedule get cemented into my kids'
brains. Because this is how it's been for the last few years.
Yeah, but we've only, you know, the one kid is now coming to that age where the things that are happening are the things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she remembers stuff. Right. Yes.
This is how we ruin Christmas.
Right. So I'm just trying to get
out
in front of it.
Like I was saying, kids don't really get what a huge pain in the ass. Like, they're just getting taken around. Right. They don't care. Everywhere they look, there's another present for them and someone with open arms.
I thought you liked to drive, Dad. No. Why would I? What?
Well, that's like, you know, that's just like her mom. Dusty was like, oh, I thought you liked doing the dishes.
Right. 916 says, Hooman seems to be one of those people who does not know how they sound to others. Very negative and angry.
Oh, Hooman.
Maybe he needs to take a whole gummy every night. Love you guys.
And maybe one when he gets here in the morning.
No.
That'd be funny. Oh, my God. We should make him do it.
Look at that. Hooman. Hooman, maybe you should eat the other half of that gummy when you get to work. Wash it down with some coffee, and you'll be just happy and not sleepy. So that was already in the text, your suggestion.
How funny. Well, I wasn't suggesting it until I heard that first one, so it was, right. I was clued in by that. That's it's funny because I actually don't think he sounds like he's in a bad mood today. It's so funny. You know, I guess because I'm looking at him and I can see he's smiling.
Yeah,
and
he's fine.
Yeah.
Well, and Todd might call any minute.
I know, any minute. Hooman, are you so excited?
All our hopes are dreams could come true.
I know.
Future projects.
I think he's texting with him right now.
Finally flies.
Is he there? He's there?
He's there.
Yeah.
I think he might be mad about the text thing.
Oh.
Oh, he is. All right. Well, never mind. I take it all back. I guess he is mad.
6 5
I thought he wasn't.
He said he was smiling. What happened to you?
He's smiling right now, too, actually, so I don't know.
He just does not want to pay attention to us. Yeah.
Stop with the stick-in-the-eye story. You've ruined another morning drive in a week.
Oh, get away.
We didn't do
Stop it. We're not the one who stuck someone in the eye. Oh, we know where to stick those things.
Oh, my God. Someone else wrote that. God only knows where that stick's been.
Yeah.
Come on.
Speaking of which, did we decide that we're going to clean up that one particular secret show and put that up as a best
of? We did, yeah.
That's a good one, man.
Get on that.
Yeah. Send me that. I'll listen to it. It's a good one.
Hi, morning family. I'm in New York City this week listening to my favorite people as I wander through the familiar places of my college days. Hooman, I'm seeing so many celebs. I don't have the...
Oh.
Yolk balls? To introduce myself.
Oh, the, like, eggs, you know?
Oh, all right.
I don't have the huevos.
Sarah, I'm eating all the things.
Oh.
I wave at the drinks for Yuzette. I'm sober. And in honor of Vin, my husband didn't have to come. Have a good week.
Oh, wow. I guess she's having a good week, huh?
Yeah.
I'm eating all the food.
Oh, my God. Pizza. I feel like I want to take a trip to New York just to have
some slice
pizza.
Of pizza. I know.
And then all the stuff that comes with that is great and fine. But really, my motive is to eat real pizza from a pizzeria.
Just, you got to get the large
in New York
size.
City.
It's huge. It's like a bed sheet. It's just, it's going over the sides of your hand. You can't even hold, you can't even contain it.
Like, over the course of the time you're in the city roaming around, you have like three slices or whatever.
Various
but you just
places.
Keep stopping.
Walk
right.
up to a window. Give me one of those.
Another slice and a Coke. Boom. One slice, on your way.
Oh, my mouth is watering.
Oh, I know. It's so good. Oh, I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.